Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head, the original home of the Morning Roast Radio Show. 8:13 a.m. Central, 9:13 a.m. over there on the East Coast, whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning! Oh my gosh, we just came from an unbelievably fantastic TikTok Live. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's come over from TikTok to Station Head. Welcome to the radio revolution that is the Station Head social radio app. Like nothing you will ever see anywhere. We are glad to have you as a part of the community. Glad to have you as a part of the show. In fact, one of the biggest functions of the Station Head social radio app is not only the chat function, but the guest function, where I can actually have a guest live with me on air. Mikey Thatcher in the building, the man himself. And I can actually have a guest with me live on the air. And I do have a burning big question of the day for you today. So we actually could bring some people live with us on the radio, give you a chance to answer the burning question live on air. Why not? Oh, it's going to be a great day. I can feel it. It is a fresh music Friday. It is a fresh music Friday. Music so fresh, the paint isn't even dry on it yet. Going to play some brand new music, plus a bunch of music that just gives you those Friday vibes. Also, coming up at the top of the end of the first hour and midway through the second hour, we're going to do two 10-minute takeovers, 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. It's all coming your way this morning. Plus, I have a lot of things planned for you. Brand new segment, new feature that we're calling Cute or Weird. Cute or Weird. I'm going to give you a story. You tell me if it's cute or if it's just weird. That's all coming at you. When you come back, Joel Corey, Head and Heart, What's Love Got to Do With It by Kygo, all coming at you. Don't go anywhere. You're locked into the Morning Roast.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, you are live on Station Head, the Morning Roast Radio Show, your number one place to start your morning. This morning, we had some interesting things happen. I was looking through TikTok and stumbled across a couple of things that have given birth to some new segments. Today, a brand new segment called Cute or Weird. Cute or Weird. I'm going to give you a story that the news source I got this from was saying it was cute. I read the headline and said, I don't know if it's cute. I think it's just weird. So I'll give you that story coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, one of my favorite parts of the show, one of your favorite parts of the show, one of my wife's favorite parts of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, what day is today?
What's with today today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. Today is Be Bald and Be Free Day. Be Bald and Be Free Day. Talking about your head, I'm assuming. Chocolate Covered Insect Day, Dessert Day, National Lowercase Day, and World Egg Day. Hot take. Most people are not going to like what I'm about to say. Most people are not going to like what I have to say. I'm just not a big egg guy. I don't... It's not... it's not that I don't know how to cook them, because my beautiful wife will tell you, I make an unbelievable scrambled eggs. And people are like, everybody can make scrambled eggs, aren't? No, I know the amount, the ratio of cheese and bacon to eggs. I make a great scrambled egg. I still don't like eggs. I don't know why. Whenever I get to like a breakfast place, like a good diner, and I look at the menu, and they're like, you know, you can get pancakes. I'm like, I don't want eggs. Every time, the lovely lady that is taking my order just says, do you want something other than that? Yeah, like extra bacon, extra sausage. It's like this automatic thing. It's like, I went to McDonald's and I got a hamburger and I got no fries because I don't like French fries. That's the type of look that I get when I tell people that I don't like eggs. I like eggs in things. Even weirder. You think that's weird. This gets even stranger. If the fried rice I'm eating doesn't have eggs in it, I want to send it back. How does that make sense? I don't like the scrambled eggs that I can make. But if the fried rice I'm eating at an Asian restaurant, at a Chinese buffet, whatever you want to call it, doesn't have eggs in it, I want to send it back. No clue where that came from. I am an incredibly picky eater, so there's part of that, that I am an incredibly picky eater. And sometime soon, on National Cheese Day, if you think me not liking eggs and the liking them in things, you think that's weird, ask me sometime about my stance on cheese. That one almost cost our first fight.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Fresh Music Friday, brand new music coming up right after this. This one isn't brand new, but it's pretty close, and it's a banger. Hold Me Closer, Elton John, Britney Spears coming at you. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. 8:38. I love it. I love it. I got a burning question. Question of the day for you. This one, I feel like I've outdone myself. We may take this one to the Twitterverse because it's just a good one. Here it is. Would you rather communicate only in emoji or never be able to text at all ever again? Would you rather communicate only in emoji or never be able to text at all ever again? I'd love to get a few people up here live with us today to give us what their answer would be and why. Would you rather communicate only in emoji or never be able to text at all ever again? Go to the Station Head, come in here to the show, and we'll pull you up here live. Get your feelings on it. Gonna be honest, I didn't know emoji was like a language for a while. I've got kids, so I've had to learn that emoji is like its own language. It's also, emoji is kind of like walking through a minefield. You're using emojis, and you're kind of, if you're my age, you're kind of using them and always just hoping that the context is correct. You know what I mean? Like, you're not 100% sure if you're using the emojis correctly, but you know, you're going to try it. Going to see what happens. Welcome to the show, Blake. We can get him. We're efforting. Good morning, my What's good up? Man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so you heard the burning question of the day. Would you rather communicate only in emoji or never be able to text at all ever again?
So I would have to say never be able to text. Like, it would be something to get over, but human communication is so important, and I feel like without that, like thinking back to 2020, like with COVID, just missing being able to talk to people, I wouldn't want to have to do that for the rest of my life.
I 100% agree with you. Also, if you're like me, do sometimes when you use emojis, are you just hoping you're using it correctly?
Yes.
Like I don't know Some of them, I've used them for a long time, and finally someone was nice enough to be like, hey, Aaron, you're using that incorrectly.
Well, there's some that are like so similar. Like there's just like one little minor difference, and I'm like, okay, which one?
You're talking about the laughing emoji. That's the one that confuses me. You have regular laughing, then laughing with one teardrop, laughing with two teardrops, and then head back, eyes closed laughing emoji. I don't know the difference between any of them.
They're all the same. They have the same purpose.
I mean, it's like LOL. We're not really all laughing out loud.
Yeah, it's just like a go-to. Like you just say, oh, LOL. Huh, I don't know what to say to what you just said, so here we are.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
See you, man.
I love it. He would rather not be able to text again than have to talk in emoji, and I'm kind of on board with him. I really am. I don't know. I don't want to have to talk in emoji. For one thing, there are a few emojis that, you know, if you don't, how do I say this? If you don't know how to use them, you know, they kind of lead to, you know, they kind of lead to.
Sandy.
Tell me about it, Stan.
Yeah, they kind of lead you down that road. Like, some of them, they'll lead you down a road that you didn't know you were going down. The next thing you know, somebody's like, what are your intentions? And you're like, I really wanted some peach cobbler. I was unaware that emoji was in some way, shape, or form going to cause problems. Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison and Young the Giant headed your way. The 10-minute takeover is coming up in 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Hey, time for some news that's too stupid to make up. Coming at you, a man in China left his pregnant bride-to-be in tears at their wedding ceremony. Also could be called a wedding ceremony. After he was detained for drunk driving the night before their big day. Though the wedding was put on hold, the wedding reception went on without him. That is the most baller move ever. Here's how you know here's how that went. The bride to be, his fiance, was like, he did what? Oh, no. We'll put the ceremony on hold. But listen, baby, we're partying one way or another because I ain't giving up this.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Time for the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen exclusively by you right here on the Morning Roast Radio Show. 10-minute takeover right now. 10 straight minutes of music. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
There it is, the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. We'll do another 10-minute takeover in the second hour of the show, which we're going to kick off right now by giving you the burning question of the day once again. Would you rather communicate only in emoji or never be able to text at all ever again? Would you rather communicate only in emoji or never be able to text at all ever again? That's the burning question of the day. If you want to come up live and give me your answer, just hit that request button and we'll bring you on and let us give us your answer. Mick, shout out to Mercy Mayhem, Station Head Royalty in the building. Good morning. All right, let's talk a bit. Brand new segment I'm calling Cute or Weird. Brand new segment that I'm calling Cute or Weird. Buckle up, people. Things are about to get very, very interesting. This was the headline, and it was on the Good News Network. So I think they were trying to pitch it more as like, this is some good news. Like, this is some news you need. This is awesome news. Heartbroken pet owner gets tattoo of beloved pooch who died. That first part of that is awesome. It's like, oh, that is adorable that they would do that. The rest of the headline, using ink mixed with the dog's ashes. A devoted dog owner was so heartbroken that her beloved bull terrier passed away that she got his ashes inked permanently into her skin so that he's, quote, always with her. Back in 2019, said he was spoiled rotten and she treated him like a baby, but that he was her little boy. The 27-year-old was devastated when her pampered pet suddenly died last July from unknown causes when he was only around the age of 3. To commemorate her very special dog, her boyfriend, who conveniently worked as a tattooist, immortalized her favorite portrait of him with his ashes mixed into the ink. Okay. You know, I don't want to talk bad about things people do to immortalize. This just sounds very, very weird. I don't want to talk bad about this. It was her dog. It was like her child. It's very sweet, but it's weird, right? It's just weird. So I'm going to leave this up to you guys. Is this cute or is this weird? I got some people behind the scenes saying, is that safe? That's a great question. Is it legal? No idea at all. Michelle says dangerous. Telemax says weird and sweet at the same time. Barbie says weird. Mercy Mayhem's with me. That's not cute. Rancor Medic is also with me. I'm going with weird. Queen Dessert, welcome to the show. You know, Lab for Life. I would wonder if that is bad for your skin. Does it absorb into the system? Is it an on? Blake is with me as well. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Weird. I mean, listen. There are people who, like, their pet is like their child. Which, by the way, if you have friends who have kids and you try to use your dog or cat or pet, like, yeah, I know what it's like to stay up all night. My dog the other night, put the brakes on. Not the same at all. So I'm going to assume this lady does not have children. So The attachment to this pet is probably incredibly deep. But I just don't know. I just don't know if this is the best way to immortalize somebody. And what do people say what do you say when people ask you about the tattoo? Do you tell them that it has, or is it like an in between just you and your boyfriend who tattooed you? Lab for Life says, as a nurse, I have an issue for health reasons. That's kind of where I'm at on it. I just think it's weird. I don't know that I would ever do it. And the answer to the question of, can you do this for people's ashes? I'm not going to give you the story, but very famous person has a tattoo with a dead family member in the ashes. Yep, it gets weirder.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Yeah, we were talking about the ink thing, and no one agrees that it's a great thing. I thought it was crazy that Lizzie Honeybee said she had someone that reached out to her that wanted her to make them a tumbler with their child's ashes in it. I'm hoping she said no. I mean, it just, I don't want to be that guy. You want to help people get through the grief process, but at the same time, I think there are just like, there are lines that you just don't cross, because if you do that, like, where does it stop? Someone's like, so I took a finger from my relative that died. I'd like for you. That's where I think it ends up going to. Yep. Hey, did anybody ever feel like the pandemic turned us all into jerks? Well, apparently you're not alone. You've probably felt it. More than 2 years into the pandemic, the world just feels all around grumpier and antisocial. We all have a little less time for one another's nonsense. Well, you're not wrong if you feel that way. A new research that was published finds that personalities of Americans have in fact changed. They've gotten more unpleasant. We're more argumentative, less diligent in our home and work lives, less likely to strike up a conversation with a stranger or call on an old friend, and less excited about new things. To see how the pandemic affected us, researchers looked at the so-called, quote, big five personality traits, agreeableness, conscientiousness. There's a better word for that. Extroversion, neural system, and openness. Typically, those traits are fairly stable. They can get better after therapy or worse after a major life trauma, and they shift predictably from when we were kids to when we, you know, reach get off my lawn age, which I can't wait for. But the new study found a surprising shift during the pandemic, roughly equivalent to what they'd impact from, like, it would impact you over 10 years. So yes, it is true that, like, the older you get, the grumpier you get. You have less patience for young people, that type of thing. But apparently, most of us, this study says, experienced what we would normally experience in 10 years in just 2 years. So yes, if you feel like people are less patient, more irritable, and just more argumentative, and if you feel like you are, good chances is that you actually are. But hey, you can fix it, right?
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
9:20 a.m., 10:20 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Good news. Ultimate Pub Trivia is coming up right after this. Valerie, Mark Runson, Ben Rector, don't go anywhere.
Connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Morning Roast Radio and online at morningroastradio.com.
All right, you know what that sound means? That sound means it's time for Ultimate Pub Trivia. Ultimate Pub Trivia, that part of the show, we give you some chance. We give you pants. I'm wearing them. We give you a chance to earn some points towards the prize pack. Oh, okay. Gonna be one of those days. Gonna be one of those days today. All right. I've got some Ultimate Pub Trivia cards sitting in front of me. And this is good. This one's about books, okay? We're going to do three rounds today. Going to be three rounds or Ultimate Pub Trivia. Here's how it works. I'm going to play you or I'm going to ask you a trivia question twice. Then I'm going to drop the next track. As soon as you hear the next track start, you can start dropping your answers. First person to drop the correct answer wins the point. It's that simple. Here's what the scoring looks like right now. JJ92 is in the lead with 4 points. Rancor Medic and Melcast 2003 are tied at 3, and Blake has got 2. Basically, what I'm saying is it is anybody's game. Anybody's game. Got to wait till you hear the track start. I'll ask the question twice. Here we go. This is a two-point question. What wizard is traditionally depicted as teaching a young King Arthur? All right, round number two coming at you, but round number one, Leftwick's 382 coming in first. It was Merlin. Let's make sure no early answers, guys. Not accusing anybody. Round number two, question number two. Here we go. This is another two-point question. Remember, wait till you hear it twice and then hear the next track start. So here we go. Brand new release, all-time low, coming in from Blake on request. What American novelist wrote The Catcher in the Rye? Round number three, very interesting. Who said, always forgive your enemies, nothing annoys them so much. It was the great Oscar Wilde. Blake, just like that, has got himself tied for the lead. So going into Monday's show, it looks like this. Blake with 5, Rancor Medic with 5, JJ92 with 4, Melcast 2003 with 3, and Leftwick's 382 with 2. And all the questions on Monday's show are 3 points and 1 4-point. So Monday, it could really get interesting. it could really get interesting. All right. It's about that time. And by that time, I mean, it's about time for the 10-minute takeover. Yeah. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. 8:39. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. The 10-minute takeover coming at you right now. And boy, do we have a lot of requests in here. This is going to be packed. Get your requests in right now. We're going to play 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you right here on the 10-minute takeover. Don't go anywhere. You're locked into the Morning Roast. There it is, your 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. Hour number two. We got just a few minutes left this morning. I want to give a huge shout out. Huge shout out to everybody that has tuned in this morning. Everybody that has contributed to the show. So many people dropped gifts on TikTok. People dropping gifts here on Station Head. I've had people ask me before, you know, Retro Guy, you need to be more consistent. Drop your Cash App, things like that. People that know me know it's uncomfortable for me to do so. So I will try to be more consistent on that. For those of you that have asked because you don't like how TikTok takes 100%, or doesn't take 100%, it takes a big chunk of the tips. My Cash App is Retro Guy OKC. There you go. And you can always tip here on Station Head unless you're Android and then you don't have that option. Next week on the show, exciting things. We're finally going to kick off the cutest pet showdown, the cutest pet, you know, vote, whatever. That's all going to start this weekend. So if you want to get your pet entered for this, here's the way to do it. First of all, you got to be a member of our Discord community. You got to be a member of our Discord community. Go to the Beacons link in my bio, either on TikTok or on Instagram, Morning Roast Radio on Instagram, Retro Guy on TikTok. The very first link is to our Discord community. And then under Luna's Friends, you will see a channel where you can upload your picture of your pet. And we're going to compile all those together, put them on Instagram, and let everyone vote to see who has the cutest pet in the community. It's going to be so much fun. That's going to start soon. Probably Sunday evening, early Monday morning, one of those two. It's going to be fun. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to finally get that kicked off. Also, don't forget, if you miss any episodes of the Morning Roast Radio Show, you can catch the podcast version, the daily wrap-up. Go to wherever you get your podcast, the Morning Roast Radio Show. And then next week, 7 a.m. Central, will be live on TikTok, 8 a.m. Central here on Station Head. Can guarantee you next week is going to be a ton of fun. In fact, I've got a story on Monday's show that I've already jazzed about. A bride uninvited her cousins to her wedding, and they're now charging her $2,000. It's not what you think. And I can guarantee you, I may be able to get you to side with the cousins. That's on Monday's show. Yep, that is on Monday's show. Cannot wait to give you that. And if I haven't told you today, let me tell you now, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. And no one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. We're going to give you some Charlie Puth and some Invisible Tongues to play you out this morning. I love you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.